Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a terrific Sunday. My name is Dr. Jason Uchida. I'm a doctor of naturopathic medicine and your host of this program on alternative medicine. Welcome to the February 20th, 2005 edition of Wellness in the New Millennium. Thank you for joining me. We have another amazing program lineup for you tonight. Channel 8 and 5's Melissa Uchida is joining us, and she's going to tell you about how she suffered with chronic exhaustion, chronic allergies, anxiety, depression, insomnia, frequent sore throats, chest pain, shortness of breath, excessive hunger, excessive thirst, and cystic acne, and what she did to beat all of these symptoms. Coming up next, beating exhaustion and cystic acne with Channel 8 and 5's Melissa Uchida. Before we go any further, let me tell you about the upcoming topics for the next 2 weeks. Next week on February 27th, this is a program you don't want to miss. Dr. Eugene Lee will be our special guest. Dr. Lee is an internist and pediatrician. He'll share his expertise on conventional medicine and his perspective on how we can integrate conventional and complementary medicines together to achieve the best results in treating and preventing disease. Finally, on March 6th, join me for a night of open discussion about natural medicine. March 6th will be my last program for a few weeks. I'll return on April 10th to continue to share with you more about disease and what you can do to help yourself. Again, next week, Dr. Eugene Lee and how complementary medicine can be integrated with conventional medicine to achieve the best results for treating and preventing disease. Wellness in the New Millennium is brought to you by the leaders in the health, wellness, and alternative medicine industry, Nutrex Hawaii, the producers of BioAstin, the natural astaxanthin and organic spirulina pacifica in powder, crystal flakes, and tablets since 1983. DaVita Natural Skin Care, engineered by nature and formulated by science for healthy, vibrant skin. The Pan American MOA Foundation, promoting true health through art and beauty, nature forming, and Jodei, the medical art from Japan. Enzymatic Therapy, producing innovative quality supplements for your healthcare needs. The Flora Supplement Company, producers of liquid phytocapsules and quality nutritional supplements for a healthy digestive tract, bone health, and detoxification. The Good Health Food Store, more than just a health store. And the Island Wellness Center, the chronic illness specialist. Melissa's story is next, right after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from the Pan American MOA Foundation, Enzymatic Therapy, and the Flora Supplement Company.
You're listening to Dr. Jason Uchida of the Island Wellness Center. Dr. Uchida is trained and licensed as a naturopathic physician and has been in private practice since 1988. Naturopathic physicians are the only doctors who are medically trained in the use of herbs, vitamins, and minerals. Dr. Uchida is currently a member on the State of Hawaii Board of Examiners in Naturopathic Medicine. You may direct appropriate letters and phone calls to his office at 615 Pi'ikoi Street, Suite 1114, Honolulu, Hawaii 96814, or phone 589-1955. That's 589-1955. You may also email Dr. Uchida at wellness@pdchawaii.com.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, Channel 8 and 5 News. Melissa Uchida joins us to share her story of how and how long she suffered with chronic exhaustion, allergies, frequent sore throats, anxiety, depression, insomnia, difficulty in concentrating, chest pains, shortness of breath, excessive hunger, excessive thirst, and a terrible case of cystic acne, and what she did to overcome these symptoms with natural medicine. Melissa, welcome to Wellness in the New Millennium.
Hi, Dr. Uchida. You know, you're reading this list, and I'm like, who is he talking about? Who?
Seems like a long time ago.
It seems like forever ago.
Yeah.
It's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I really thought you were talking about somebody else.
Melissa, everything seems to be falling into place for you now. I mean, your career's mm-hmm. taking off.
Mm-hmm.
It appears as if you're everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, radio, you have a column in Midweek Magazine.
Right.
And now TV.
Right.
Right. How are you liking reporting the news?
I love it.
Yeah?
I love my job.
Well, I know a lot of people out there love watching you and listening to you. You know, the response to your interview in Body and Mind magazine two Thursdays ago,
right,
has been tremendous for my office. The phone rang nonstop for 4 days, basically.
Oh, I'm so glad.
The response has to be a result of your name and face recognition, right? Yep. And the public must trust you quite a bit.
Mm.
You know, it has to be kind of satisfying for you.
You know what? I think it's wonderful. I think because a lot of people got to know me when I worked with Lanai and Augie, mm-hmm, in radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've kind of known my voice and known my name for, you know, for going on 4 years or so, I guess, that I've been in this industry. And people don't know. In radio, you never know what somebody looks like.
Yeah,
so you,
yeah,
can talk and be happy and you can whatever, and you never really put a face to it. And then when I started working in TV, and then they put a face to it and thought, well, you know, I mean,
mm-hmm,
she looks okay. She looks, I mean, okay. But no one had any idea
how sick you were.
How sick I was.
When you were on the radio with Lanai and Augie.
Right.
You know, a few of my patients, they did comment to me, you know, when you were on the radio.
Right.
You know this girl, Melissa? I said, no. And the people who are commenting, they were all older. You know, 50s, 60s, 70s. So they were listening to your show.
And they were asking if we were related, because we're both Uchidas.
They did. They asked if we were related. And one of my patients actually asked if you were my daughter.
Did you say, excuse me?
Yeah, I did. I'm not that old.
Well, but then they didn't know what I looked like.
At that time.
At that time. Right.
But they always commented, you know, and now when they ask about you, they say, you know, like, wow, you know, was she that ill? I mean, because they always liked your personality because you were just nonstop talking.
Right.
Is what they said.
Right.
She can just yak. That's their kind of person. But Melissa, the cystic acne was only one of about 20 symptoms that nagged you at you for some time.
You know what? That was the final one, too. It was the last. There had
that was the straw?
That was the straw. There, for about a year, maybe a year and a half, I had been really sick. I had been constantly tired. And I thought that was working on a morning show and waking up at 3:30 in the morning. And you think, gosh, why do I always feel so exhausted and so pulled in all these different directions and run down and I couldn't think? And and I thought I was just tired and I kept seeing doctors.
Yeah.
And
you saw a lot of them?
I saw a lot of them. You know, and they would say, no, there's nothing wrong with you. We did all of these tests. I said, test my thyroid, test my cholesterol, test my blood pressure, test for everything, CAT scan, I don't care, just do it.
Yeah.
Because there's something seriously wrong with me. Yeah. And every single one said, no, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you.
Okay.
And then I got tonsillitis, which I thought was very strange for someone 30 to get tonsillitis. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you think of kids getting tonsillitis.
Right.
So I got tonsillitis, and I thought, okay, that's really weird. That wiped me out for a week, and I was in bed, and I slowly got better, a little bit better. And I've always, or at least for the last 7 years, I've been pretty active. I do yoga, and I run, and I'm healthy. I don't. Mm-hmm. I quit smoking seven years ago, and so I thought, oh, okay, I'm pretty healthy. I'm going to get better. 2 months later, I ended up with Bell's palsy, which most people might not know what that is, but it's a facial paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
So you literally lose half your face. You can't smile. You can't blink.
Yeah, or it may even sag.
Or it might sag,
yeah.
So it looks kind of droopy. And this is while I was working in radio. So.
And you had it while you were working on radio?
Yes.
Wow, and no one knew because you were speaking okay?
I had a little bit of a lisp. So I had to over-articulate,
okay.
But I thought it was better for me to go to work. Otherwise, if I stayed home, I could get really depressed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it was better to go in and be around Lanai and Augie and guys that are going to, you know, make me feel good
update.
And laugh. And,
yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, and probably tease you, too, I would imagine.
So, you know what? They were really sensitive, actually.
Oh,
everyone,
okay.
Because I cried a lot during that time.
Okay,
so.
Well, that's, you know, a lot of people out there listening probably, you know, just cannot imagine how sick you were. Can I go over all the symptoms first?
Okay.
And then would you explain and describe to the listening audience just how bad the symptom was and how it affected your life at that time?
Okay.
So before you came in to see me, you suffered from exhaustion, difficulty in concentrating, depression, anxiety, insomnia, frequent urination. Mm-hmm. You said you would wake up 6 times a night, cystic acne, eczema, facial redness, eye pain, frequent colds, dizziness, sinus problems and allergies, chest pain and shortness of breath, heat intolerance and intolerance to cold, excessive hunger, excessive thirst, frequent sore throats, sore tongue, gastroesophageal reflux, bloating, nausea, poor memory, and mood swings. Sound like you?
I remember that now.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Would you go ahead and explain the exhaustion, how bad it was and how it affected you and how long you had it?
Okay, the exhaustion lasted for a couple of years. It had started really when I started working morning show radio, and I also worked an evening shift. So my schedule was, it was a long day. I mean, basically I'm working a 13-hour day or something. So
yeah.
I was pretty tired, and I was just taking on too much. So I constantly felt tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's maybe when it started. My body started to just run down.
Yeah.
Okay. And fluorescent lights, I don't think, are very healthy for people either.
Anyway, yeah.
I think they may...
You mentioned that you were sensitive to fluorescent lights. So. Okay. We'll get out of here as fast as we can. tell us about the difficulty in concentrating.
I couldn't focus on anything. I would start a project and never be able to finish it. So I'd start jewelry making and go out and buy all these beads and whatever and never finish it. Or I would think, okay, I'm going to start sewing and get the sewing machine and never do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just kind of almost like an ADD. You
mm-hmm.
know, I just
mm-hmm.
I had a really hard time focusing on one thing and getting
following instructions.
Right. I've never been one of those people that reads directions.
Oh, okay. Tell us about the depression.
The depression was bad. The depression got really bad. There were times I would just cry for no reason.
Mm.
It probably hit me about once every 2 months or so. I would have a crying outburst where I just felt I just didn't want to deal with the world. I remember driving home in my car many nights just bawling, sobbing for no reason. It's not like anything happened.
The day was okay, and you just
and it would just hit me. But
mm-hmm.
the depression went hand in hand with this compulsive overeating, which
okay.
I had also seen doctors about because it was I felt like I was never satisfied, constantly wanting to eat and not stopping when I was full.
Uh-huh.
And it was a serious problem.
Yeah,
I mean uncontrollable.
Uh-huh. Did you gain a lot of weight at that time?
No, because to offset that, I forced myself to go to the gym and do excessive working out.
Run a lot.
So I did gain weight, actually. I mean, I probably gained 5-10 pounds or something.
Yeah, not bad, though.
It could have. It would have been worse.
You also mentioned to me at the first visit that you weren't excited about anything and you had no passion in your life.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. I felt like I had no purpose.
Yeah.
What's my purpose for being here? We all should love what we do and get excited about something. And at that time, that was last July, there
mm-hmm.
wasn't a single thing that I got excited about.
Mm-hmm. And things were kind of going well for you at that time. I mean, you were on the radio with Lanai and Augie, you know, popular mm-hmm. guys. I think you also had your own radio show, too.
I had my own radio show
yeah.
and Talk Radio, and then I moved over with Hot 93.9, and I was doing a morning show with Rory Wilde and Greg Hammer.
Yeah.
And that was great, but I didn't feel passionate.
You also had anxiety attacks. Tell us about that.
Major anxiety. I wouldn't be able to go to sleep at night because I was just staying up thinking about all the things that I had to do. I needed my list of things, and my brain didn't shut off. It was sort
just
of going and going, and I was always worrying about making a mistake or not getting something done or upsetting somebody, or it was just how much I'd eaten that day was
mm-hmm.
a big thing for me. You
You're
know?
Worrying about that.
Uh-huh. Because
okay.
of my, I mean, I definitely, it was compulsive overeating.
Okay. Tell us about the insomnia.
I couldn't sleep because of the anxiety.
Okay.
I was just...
Worried about everything.
Like a big ball of stress.
Uh-huh. Okay. And to make it worse, you also woke up 6 times a night to urinate.
Right, which probably added to my chronic exhaustion, I'm sure. You know, they kind of all seem to spiral off each other.
Did you try to help yourself with the...
Mm-hmm. I started not drinking 2 hours before I went to bed. It didn't make any difference.
Didn't? Okay.
No.
Now, the article was on cystic acne. Tell everybody how bad it was. Because, you know, I mean, they saw your picture in the magazine.
Right.
Clear skin, totally
right.
clear.
Right.
Tell us how bad was it.
It was so bad that there are days I would just cry and not want to leave my house. It was so bad that I would not ever go out without makeup on. And I remember a couple times when I was working at the radio show, and two people actually said to me, "What's happening to your face?" I mean, and that's when you know that there's something seriously going on, and they're going, "What is it?" And I tried everything. One of my good girlfriends, we took a trip to Las Vegas with Lanai Nagy and a whole group of radio people, and I remember my acne being so bad, and taking pictures in a digital camera, which I wish that I'd saved, sort of, but I deleted them about a month ago because I was too embarrassed that my boyfriend or someone would look into my computer.
Yeah.
You know? But, I mean, it was
on both cheeks.
Both cheeks.
And forehead.
And forehead.
And yeah.
But the cheeks mostly, really, right?
Yeah.
Here, and they wouldn't go away, so I had tried
dark.
Everything. Everything that you could possibly get at the drugstore. I also did facial, you know, $300 facials. I'm talking, I tried everything. Finally, my sisters gave me Proactiv,
mm-hmm.
which I still use mm-hmm. because I think it complements with everything, and it's mm-hmm. just,
it helps.
And it helps
you.
So
you also went to the dermatologist, took a lot of antibiotics for it.
I saw probably 3 or 4 different dermatologists, and they would just switch my antibiotics. So within a 5 or 6 month period of time, I had been on 4 different antibiotics. So consistently on antibiotics for 5 months, and no improvement.
No improvement at all.
Huh? And I think I got sicker, actually.
Okay. Yeah,
it's horrible.
So.
Acne is something, and it comes up on you, you know, and I was 29 at the time or something, and a lot of my girlfriends, this happens to you, right, just before they turn 30,
mm-hmm.
late 20s, early 30s,
okay.
all of a sudden, boom. You wake up overnight and your face just looks like you have the chicken pox. And,
uh-huh.
and there's, you want to die. It's hard to describe unless you have ever had acne. It's hard to say how humiliating it is
yeah.
because you don't want to look anyone in the eyes.
Especially when you're 29, right?
No, but at
any age. Yeah.
I mean, it's worse than, I think in some ways it was worse than the Bell's palsy. With the Bell's palsy, I had an excuse. I could
yeah.
say, look, I have this condition, you know, and I would cry a lot, but I said I have this condition, and people were very sympathetic. When you have acne, people look at you like you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
You're not eating well.
Yeah.
You know, you're feeding your body something badly. You're too stressed out, or you're dirty.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that made it a lot harder.
Tell us about the facial redness, because that kind of...
That went along with the acne. It was just red, and it wouldn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really hard. I hated going to the gym, although I'm, you know, was a gym rat because I had a compulsive overeating problem. So I had to work off all of those Twinkies. But but then I would go to the gym, and then, of course, you sweat your makeup
right.
off, and it's just very
red.
Red
yeah.
splotchy.
So you can't hide that red face.
Mm-mm.
And somebody is also wondering what's going on with
mm-hmm.
your face.
Mm-hmm.
You also had very itchy skin. Tell us about that.
My legs especially, my legs and my feet. I had kind of like an eczema on my big toe. It was, you know, dry and scaly and just on my big toe, which is really weird.
Mm-hmm.
But my legs would break out almost in hives, just itchy all the time. I would scratch them when I was sleeping until they bled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm asleep. I don't know it.
You're just scratching.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really itchy.
It was really itchy.
Okay.
I thought it was just dry skin, so I tried, you know, baby oil after the shower and that kind of stuff. And
right.
It
didn't work?
Mm-mm.
So most of these symptoms that we covered just now, you had for like a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell us about the eye pain.
The eye pain came kind of with the headache, so I would sort of get... I thought it was the fluorescent lights,
You don't have a headache and eye pain now, do you?
No. No. And so that's kind of funny, but...
You thought it was a fluorescent light?
Right. My eyes just kind of hurt.
Okay.
They hurt, and they were dry, and they didn't like bright lights.
Okay. And you had headaches with that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the night sweats.
Night, yeah, well, what can I say? I, you know, would sleep and urinate and sweat.
You sweat. And your clothes.
And it kind of went in little cycles like that.
You'd be changing your clothes
so
as you got up to urinate.
It would, right. So I'm just breaking out, my back especially would just break out in kind of a
sweat.
A sweat.
And you'd get chilled, I guess.
Right. a chili sweat. So that's when I was thinking I'm sick, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's what happens when people get sick, the flu. Get sick.
Tell us about the dizziness.
The dizziness came and went. It wasn't like it was all the time, but there are times that I would reach down to pick something up and come up pretty quickly and get dizzy. And I also started, I've been doing yoga for a few years now. I teach yoga even. And there are times in yoga during that time that there's some of the postures I would come back from and feel really lightheaded, like I had to lie down. And that had never happened before.
Okay. And you also suffered from frequent colds.
Always sick. Not even frequent. Constant.
Just constantly
One constant
sick.
Cold that lasted for a year and a half.
Sore throats, sinus congestion. That lasted for a year?
Probably a year and a half.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And sinus problems and allergies?
Constant allergies.
Since childhood?
Since childhood.
Okay, so you took a lot of medications for that?
Yep, when I was a kid I used to take Sudafed, and then I got older I took Actifed, which of course can't take because you can't function.
Uh-huh.
And then it was Claritin and Allegra.
Okay.
And so I'd been on those up until, since I started with you, I've taken one Claritin.
Oh, really?
Just one.
Hey.
And that was just last week, actually.
Oh, really?
But that's one in 8 months or something. That's pretty amazing.
You're not following your diet anymore, no?
No, I think it was the Kona wind.
Tell us about the shortness of breath and pain on urination.
I would pain in urination or pain
sorry,
in my chest?
Sorry, pain in on breathing.
Pain in my
chest. Candida.
But I would have a heart. It was like asthma, you know, and I had asthma when I was a kid.
Okay.
So when I quit smoking, things started. My lungs started to get better, and everything cleared up. And then when I got sick, it was kind of this wheezing, and I would end up with these chest pains where I thought I was having a panic attack it felt like a mini heart attack.
A heart attack.
And people called them panic attacks. So I was thinking that that's what they were, but the doctors said, I don't think you're having panic attacks. You do have anxiety, and you do have depression, both, but they didn't think I had panic attacks.
Okay. You also had an intolerance to heat. Tell us about that.
I couldn't be too hot. I started coughing. I wasn't able to breathe. It was like a smothering, suffocating feeling.
Okay.
Almost like a claustrophobic person would probably feel in an elevator.
Okay. And you get, you got to leave that room.
Oh, I have to, yep. I start coughing. I can't, just can't breathe.
And tell us about the intolerance to cold.
I still have that, I think, to some degree.
Okay.
I naturally get pretty cold pretty fast, but
yeah.
Freezing. I mean... My nose is cold, my hands are cold, everything, I have to bundle up. And while other people are in shorts, I'll be wearing fleece and earmuffs.
Okay, so you're the coldest one in the room, usually.
Pretty much always.
Always,
yeah.
Okay. Tell us about the excessive hunger. You kind of mentioned that you're always eating.
It was more than excessive hunger, though. It was a compulsive overeating.
Eating.
It was like I was driven to eat until I felt sick.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be anything. My body craved sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It craved sugar.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you were eating, I guess, sugar.
That's what I was eating. And finally, once I did start gaining weight, then I cut out desserts because I was like, okay, if I'm going to excessively overeat, it's going to be on
healthier.
Carrots or celery or, you know. But I did a lot of protein bars and that kind of stuff. But I would still eat until I felt sick.
Did you say that you went to see a psychiatrist for the compulsive eating?
I saw my doctor for the compulsive overeating, and I saw a lot of personal trainers.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of psychiatrists too, but
sorry.
You know, I thought every healthy 30-year-old had to have a shrink. So
okay. Well, that could be true nowadays, but we didn't want to open up a can of worms.
No,
so let's move on.
Okay, but I think a lot of people do. A lot of women suffer from compulsive overeating, and it goes hand in hand with candida, and they don't know it.
That's right, and that's what they don't know. And they may see psychiatrists, and a lot of my patients tell me, you know, that hasn't helped. So,
and
when we address their diet, it seems to help a lot more. But tell us about the excessive thirst.
I was drinking gallons of water a day and still feeling dehydrated.
All right, and you suffered from frequent sore throats for how long?
I would say maybe a year to a year and a half.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that sore tongue.
It's the back of my tongue.
Mm.
I can tell when I'm getting a cold.
Okay.
Or I it was constantly feeling sort of like it had maybe a little a film on it, or gosh, the way I how do you describe it? It after you've been in a chilly room for a long time, you get this sort of feeling in your throat and your tongue that doesn't feel very good. Like okay. It's a dampness.
Okay. You had mentioned that you felt like a tingling at the back of your tongue.
Mm.
Okay. And bitter taste.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. We're going way back.
Yeah. Testing your memory.
I'm sure I said that.
That's what I have in my notes.
Okay.
You also had reflux.
Oh, I have.
Tell us about that.
I went through a period of like a month or two where I had constant gas. And it was, I wrote about it in one of my columns, actually, because it was, I thought it, this is so strange. This, and I asked Lanai Nagy, I said, is this normal? There's something going on,
yeah.
You know?
One Do you night, have a lot of gas?
Yeah, it was really weird. One night I was lying in bed with my boyfriend, and I literally woke myself up. I was asleep, and he was awake. I woke myself up with, you know, gas. And I went, oh, my gosh. And my boyfriend was next to me watching TV, and I thought, oh, no, please let him be sleeping. But, no, he was up, and I said, oh, my gosh, did I do that? And he said, oh, honey, you do that all the time. And that's when I knew, okay, there is something wrong
with me.
There's
a problem here.
So I guess that must have lasted. I think that only lasted about a month because okay. I really, really, at that point, tried to watch what I was eating to notice.
Okay. And you also mentioned that you had poor memory.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Explain that a little bit.
I would forget anything that wasn't written down. Everything. Everything had to be written down. So it was kind of the same feeling that goes along with being exhausted mm-hmm. and pulled in lots of different directions and just tired. So I had a hard time remembering even what I did yesterday,
okay.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know if you recall what you said about the mood swings that you were suffering from.
I remember a lot of those nights crying home in my car, just not knowing where I was. But can you tell me? Do you have it in
yep.
your notes, what I
you
said?
Okay. Well, you said basically your whole life was a major mood swing.
Wow, okay, yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
You know what? My mom would agree with you.
All right, Melissa, sorry to bring up all this
no,
stuff.
No, that's okay.
Okay,
if
but...
people can relate, I want, that's what I want.
And you mentioned that you saw a lot of doctors before you came in to see me.
Yeah.
But why did you choose to see a naturopath now to help you with your poor health condition?
I had been to doctors for the previous year and a half, probably, and I'd been to dermatologists, and I'd been to regular doctors, and, you know, about from the acne to the gas, and the regular doctors just said, you know, take some whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Antacids.
Yeah.
And nothing was working. I mean, so I was paying, I'd seen probably total, I would say, maybe 6 or 7 doctors before seeing you.
Mm-hmm.
And with no progress, literally nothing. I hadn't lost a pound. I was still bloated. I was still overeating. I was still having gas. I still had this acne. Was
mm-hmm.
fine. I mean, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my yoga students came in one day, and she was always kind of a normal-looking woman, and, you know, a normal-looking woman. And one day she looked fabulous. Her skin glowed. She looked like she had lost about 10 pounds. She looked light and healthy and happy and radiant. I mean, literally, she was radiating.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, my gosh, what are you doing? Please, what are you doing? I mean, her eyes were bright. She looked like she'd lost wrinkles. Her skin just, her face was lit up.
Uh-huh.
Her body was lean. I could see muscles and tone. And I said, what are you doing? And she said, well, I'm doing a few things, and I'm seeing this doctor, and he's a holistic doctor, and he's put me on a diet for candida overgrowth, and she started going over some of the symptoms. She said, what was this? I was always tired, and I was having some stomach problems and digestive problems, and she was describing everything that I felt. And I said, oh, my gosh, please, what is his name? And she said, Dr. Jason Uchida. Is he related to you? And I said, no, but give me his phone number. And that was it. And then my life has turned 180 degrees since then.
And we'll talk more about that in a little bit. So I think we mentioned it a couple of times, but what did you think when I diagnosed you with, with a systemic candida infection?
Well, it's funny because none of the other doctors had ever mentioned that, mm-hmm. ever. Mm-hmm. But I have seen it. If you look at the grocery stores, especially Women's First magazine, there's always their cover stories on candida, actually, or being exhausted. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you know this, but in the grocery stores where all the magazine racks are, there's one magazine in particular that just talks about women being overly exhausted, and candida is underdiagnosed, and probably 50% or whatever of the population has it. And I had picked up a couple of these magazines and read through it, and they say, eat more nuts, or eat this, or eat that, and I'm, well, whatever, sure. But when I came to you and you read the symptoms and it was 100% fit. I mean, 100% fit.
Did going over the medical books help you with understanding the causes of candida and how candida could be causing all of your symptoms?
Yes, and making it worse. And I'm basically just feeding it.
Mm-hmm. What aspects of your past medical history, Melissa, were important in coming to the diagnosis of systemic candida infections? Do you recall?
Yep. Taking a lot of antibiotics, especially when I was in college, because I always had strep throat. Mm-hmm. Because I was a smoker and I went to school in Boston, cold weather. So I always had strep throat. Antibiotics, mm-hmm. Birth control pills from the time I was a teenager. And, of course, asthma when I was a kid, so I had been given steroids. I was probably 2 or 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And I think then that when I got Bell's palsy was probably the final, when they gave me more steroids to help with the Bell's palsy, and that's what really triggered the acne, and then my face just flamed up like anything.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, yeah, a lot of reasons to have systemic fungal infections.
Mm-hmm.
Would you explain to the listening audience the treatment that I placed you on?
A diet?
Uh-huh. Tell us a little bit about that diet.
the diet is, people think I'm crazy because I eat so many brown rice cakes, but basically eliminating all sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no pastries or donuts or brownies or anything like that, which I had eliminated earlier because mm-hmm. those add to my mood swings. I can tell when I eat sugar, it just adds.
Yeah.
No soda, but the surprising thing was no artificial sweeteners. So no stevia, not sugar-free, whatever.
Sodas.
No sodas, no diet soda, mm-hmm. And no pasta and no wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And no dairy, which surprised me, too, including eggs.
Right. And a few other things.
Soy.
No soy.
Eliminating soy. That was a hard one for me.
A hard one for you? Mushrooms. Peanuts, pistachios, macadamia nuts.
Right, I love
corn.
Pistachios.
Corn.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So
tomatoes, that's a hard one.
Was the diet tough for you?
No. And the only reason that it wasn't tough because I was so bad that it wasn't an option.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's kind of like, okay, am I willing to give up tomatoes in order to feel good,
mm-hmm.
feel healthy, have my skin clear, have high energy, and wake up every day looking forward to life?
Mm-hmm.
To me, a tomato is worth it. It wasn't hard at all. And for some people, it's not, maybe it would be a big deal, but I had reached the point that I when you reach the point that you wake up in the morning and you don't have anything to look forward to, mm-hmm. and you don't want to look in the mirror, you don't want to go to work, and following a diet and eating things like papaya and lettuce and cucumbers and celery and brown rice is wonderful. I'm mm-hmm. sorry, but I love it.
And we're going to find out how much better you feel in a minute or two. And we also gave you supplements to take, though.
Supplements, too.
Right. And they were meant basically to kill off the fungus, put back the good bacteria back into your body, help you digest your foods better so we can help with a lot of the digestive type problems you had.
Right.
And also help your liver and kidneys work better so that you can feel not so bad during the first part of the treatment. You know, you're not alone, though. A lot of the patients that I see basically are, you know, they already have 6 or 9 doctors that they're seeing. They're not getting any help.
Mm-hmm.
And they're willing to do anything to get well. And that's basically the only way I like them. Because at that point, it's easy for them to be successful. Because the diet is not the easiest thing.
Right.
Yeah, but if you're wanting to get well, then you'll do it. And when you did it, what happened in a month? Tell us about the exhaustion.
I didn't have it. It was, I think, it was so, the first 2 days, I couldn't even believe.
The improvement.
Was it 2 days? When did I write that letter?
You wrote it to me maybe about 10 days.
10 days.
I got it about 10 days after you started.
Okay, I think I wrote it probably 2 or 3 days after I started the diet. And from the first day, you said, when are you willing to start this? Because it is it's a strict diet, and it's taking the enzymes. It's a strict regimen, and you really have to be ready to make this commitment. And I was like, that's it. I'm committed. Starting today, I'm committed. From now on, that's it. And within 3 days, I have to say, I felt a huge improvement. I wasn't depressed. I felt high energy. I woke up and I felt kind of light and looking forward to the day. My whole attitude changed. It wasn't just a physical transformation. It was almost a spiritual transformation. It was just an energy release.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. A lot of my patients tell me the most improvement that they feel they received, even though, let's say, they come in to see me for an autoimmune disease like lupus, or if they have like eczema, they say the biggest improvement they feel is with their mental emotional.
That's amazing.
Yeah. They just feel so much sharper. They have more confidence because they're sharper. Life is worth living now, and they're getting into a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
How was your concentration?
It got so much better. I remember actually that week, and I was like, okay, I'm making the changes. My life is, I'm changing everything. So that's when I started getting to work early. And this was, I was working on the morning show on 93.9 then with Rory and Greg. And so I got to work about 45 minutes early every day and read the paper and lined out my stories for the news. And it really felt good. It felt great.
Mm-hmm. How's the anxiety at about a month after you started?
You know, about a month. What date did I start with you?
I think you started
early July.
Let's see.
Mid July.
That date. July 20th.
July 20th.
And you saw me about the second visit was August 21st.
Okay.
And you had, according to the notes I have, you had no anxiety at all.
You know, the amazing thing, I started with you July 21st. 2 weeks later, or maybe a week and a half later, I had met the casting people for the Hawaii show.
Oh.
And they called me in for an audition. And I read for an audition, and I got cast for a part. This is literally 2 weeks after I started this diet. My skin started clearing up. My energy started getting better. The same week, I got a phone call in the studio from KHNL, from Channel 8, from our assistant news director. And they said, wow, you know, have you ever thought about TV? And I went and met with them, and I got hired as a reporter. I mean, it was amazing. Like, from the time that I started with you, literally within a matter of weeks, my whole life
changed
upside down. I can't even tell you. If I could express to anybody what my life looked like a year ago, you know, waking up really sad, unsure of what I was going to do that day, unsure of what direction my life was going in, feeling tired, exhausted, not good about myself. My self-esteem was definitely really, really low. And
really? And people would be surprised by that.
People would be surprised.
Yeah.
I think maybe.
Yeah. But things just started to happen for you after about 2 weeks after you start. I'm not saying that this is going to happen for everybody.
Right, no. but it's a step to making, you know, to feeling great about your life, for sure.
So basically, all of those symptoms that you had in a month were virtually gone.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
So I'm going to mention them again, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what I had written on that visit a month after you started. So exhaustion was gone. you'd had none. Difficulty in concentrating was gone. You had no depression. You said you felt passionate again, and everything excited you now.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety, you had none. Insomnia, none. You didn't wake up to urinate anymore. So you went from six times a night to zero.
Yeah. That's huge.
And then the cystic acne was much better.
Right.
The itchy skin was much better.
Mm-hmm.
The facial redness was much better. You only had a couple of episodes of redness. The night sweats were gone. Your eye pain was much better. Your dry eyes, you had none. You didn't experience any dizziness. You didn't have any colds in the last month. Your shortness of breath was pain on breathing was gone. Your heat intolerance, you didn't have anymore.
Uh-huh.
And your cold intolerance, you said, was a lot better.
Yeah.
Excessive hunger was still up and down.
Yep.
Probably because, you know, you're eating different foods.
Right.
And you need to get in more calories.
Right.
Your excessive thirst was much better. Your frequent sore throats were better, but they were off and on. Your sore tongue was gone. You didn't have any gastroesophageal reflux. You didn't have any nausea. Your bloating was gone. Your memory was a lot better. You said you picked up instruction and retained information a lot easier, and you just felt a lot sharper.
Right.
And you had a lot more confidence.
Right.
Your mood swings were gone. And you said that was amazing.
Amazing.
Because your life before was a lot of mood swings every day, I guess.
Well, pretty often.
Okay. All right. So what did you think about those improvements you made in this 1 month, or could be even shorter?
Amazing. Amazing. And now it's been 8 months. Just think of how much better I am now.
Yeah. So you've improved from then.
Definitely improved from then.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to take a commercial break, Melissa.
Okay.
We'll come back and finish. You're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. Tonight, Channel 8 and 5's Melissa Uchida joins us to share her story of overcoming multiple health problems. Melissa and I will be right back after we take this very important sponsorship break with Nutrix Hawaii and DaVita Natural Skincare Products.
You look and feel bad.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, my patient Melissa is sharing her story of how long she suffered with chronic problems and how she feels now.
It's so funny because I came to you, you know, specifically for the exhaustion and the acne.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that all of these symptoms were related.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that the gas and that the frequent urination and eye pain and sensitivity to light and heat and cold, and it's all related. Most people, I don't think, realize
mm-hmm.
that it's not just one little symptom. You know, we go to the doctor and say, wow, my knee really hurt.
Right.
But it's not just that.
Yeah. So now you're feeling even better than you did
mm-hmm.
After your first month of treatment.
Oh, definitely. And with the skin especially, because I think acne just takes a while that to all get out of your system.
That's
so
right.
I think just the last month is when I've started feeling really good about, you know, my skin and able to go out without makeup, and it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's probably what's taken the longest.
Melissa, what do you think about the diagnosis and treatment of systemic candida infections now?
I think it needs to be more well known. I mean, I can't. It's really a shame that doctors don't diagnose candida.
No.
And they don't treat it. Instead, they would rather just look at one small area. Okay, you have acne, so we're going to put you on this antibiotic, or we're going to give you Retin A, or we're going to give you Accutane,
mm-hmm.
rather than looking at the whole problem and saying, okay, wow, well, you've been feeding your body a lot of soda and sugar, and you've been feeding your body a lot of, you know, antibiotics
mm-hmm.
and all of this stuff and killing the good bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start it from the root of the problem, and doctors just don't do that.
Right.
And we don't know better. You know, growing up in society, we're told, you have a problem, you go to the doctor.
Right.
So unless people really study a holistic approach, they just don't...
They don't get it.
Right. They don't
they
know
don't
that the option's
kind of
out there.
What would you say to those who may be suffering with similar symptoms or health condition as you were?
I would say definitely to call and to go in for consultation, because it can never hurt to go in for consultation. If you are like me, and also I want to give out my email address, because anyone can email me if they have questions. I've gotten dozens since the article came out a couple weeks ago, but my email is muchida, U-C-H-I-D-A, at khnl.com, and feel free to email me any questions you might have, because I know a lot of people have these symptoms and they just don't know what to do about it. You might have one, and then now you're listening to the program and go, oh my gosh, but I break out in hives too, or I can't sleep either. Yeah. And you go in for consultation and you never know when there's going to be a fit.
A lot of the people that have called the office, they said that's, when I was reading the article, that's my story, just like what you were saying. So a lot of people out there do suffer from a systemic candida infection, as well as, you know, not only have cystic acne, but a bunch of other symptoms, just like you did.
Right.
But what area of your health improvement has made the most dramatic impact in your life now?
Ooh, it's kind of an all or nothing thing. It's sort of everything. My whole body feels better, so my energy feels better, so my self-esteem feels better, so my passion for life is better. It's
we
sort
can
of,
hear it.
One goes after the other, I don't think we can say it's just one thing.
That's right. Things are really happening for you now.
Right.
Everybody enjoys watching you on the news.
Oh, thank you.